the move that the president has made is welcome, because the central bank and the Ministry of Finance, they play very important roles in the economic development of the country. Mm-hmm. And they have two different roles. One role is that the central bank manages the supply of money. And by managing the supply of money, they determine exchange rates, and they also determine loan rates. And therefore, if the economy is shrinking, they are able to inject more money into the economy, so that to spare economic activities. And if there is an inflation, they will try to cut down the supply of the money to lower the rate. And they are bank of the last resort. So basically, you cannot take a loan from central bank unless you have failed to get loans from another place. So this is very important. But in the last few years, this duty was not upheld. Was not upheld by the bank, and so the economy really failed. Number two, the Ministry of Finance is the chief institution to manage fiscal policies. That means the government expenditure is basically managed by the Ministry of Finance, and so in South Sudan, government expenditure is a large part of the economy, maybe 60% of our gross domestic product. And so these two institutions seemingly have not been cooperating over the last 2 years. And because of that, some of the financial difficulties that we are experiencing are not necessarily a result of the conflict, but they are a result of bad policies. And so there was a need to change people, top people in the Ministry of Finance, which the president has done, and also a need to change people on the central bank, which now the president has done. So it is a good thing. It means that there will be some changes in the management of money and also the fiscal management, and there will be coordination between the central bank and Ministry of Finance. So if that is the motivating factor for these changes, then those changes are welcome. They have been overdue.
Okay. Now, for sure, we are seeing a new person now coming to steer the central bank. And then again, we are seeing a new deputy finance minister, Ambrose Ring. As we all know, they are coming in at a time when this country is going through tough times economically. So what should be their priorities? What should they look at?
They have to restore credibility in the financial institutions. Right now, I, for example, I'm a customer of a particular bank. I have put my money in a certain bank savings. Maybe it is hard currency, maybe it is South Sudanese pound. My South Sudanese pound has lost its value. And my hard currency, if I have any saving there, I cannot access it. Why? Because central bank is the bank of banks. Mm-hmm. So if central bank is not functioning, the other banks will not function. So right now the priority should be to restore functioning financial institutions in South Sudan so that banks are able to work. The interbank relationship is able to work. So when I write my check to pay somebody, and I bank with Buffalo, if they go to Equity, they should be able to cash that check. Now that thing is gone. So that is a priority. Number two is to cut down on the inflation. The inflation has gone wild simply because of a number of factors, either because the money has been oversupplied or because there is no hard currency. They have to get down on the inflation, because the inflation is affecting a lot of citizens now. Their purchasing power has greatly been reduced. So if you are able to manage inflation and cut down and restore some value of the South Sudanese pounds, then even the civil servants that are paid by the government and soldiers, If they go to the market, the money that they are paid with should be able to afford them basic items, food and medical supplies. So these are the key priorities at the moment, is to restore confidence in the financial system. In fact, months ago, some banks were running dry of South Sudanese pounds. They didn't have South Sudanese pounds. Why? Because people are keeping money at home. Because if they deposit it tomorrow, if they go, they cannot get it. They cannot access it. This is a major issue that is affecting the country right now. Financial institutions are almost gone. They are almost dead. They cannot trade among themselves. And people are no longer trusting financial institutions. They keep their money in their houses, which is also motivating these financial crimes where people break into the houses. So there are a number of issues that they can fix, but these are the main things: restoring confidence in the financial institutions and cutting down on the inflation and trying to restore the value of South Sudanese pound.